News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to that study from the CSO. Less than half of people say they trust the government. Just one in four trust political parties. We're joined by the psychotherapist and author of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You, Stella O'Malley. Stella, I have to say, I found this result profoundly depressing.
Yeah, actually, so did I. I think the kind of, you know, lack of faith people have in the government and in the institutions was quite revealing. And it reflected when you speak to people, and you know, when you talk to different people, you realise that there's been a kind of distinct change in our attitudes. So that news has turned into almost, people say, that's your opinion. I know when I work with young people, they're getting their news from TikTok, and it's very curated. And so it feels like, well, that's not actually the news, I might say, because I'm of, you know, a different generation. And they're like, oh, no, I saw it on TikTok. And arguably in the last 10 years, there's been a big shift. Maybe with Donald Trump and the fake news era came in. At the same time, social media arrived and started producing content, which is very news-focused but wrapped up in entertainment. And then on top of that, when COVID came, there was a lot of people who started to significantly lose trust in what the government were saying, what the news outlets were saying, like the, you know, the public broadcast, RTE News were saying, and seeing it more as opinion rather than news. And I think that has really shaped people.
Was there any validity to that? Like, I understand people disagreed with lockdowns and so on. I get that. And some of the arguments that were made were entirely legitimate. But, like the conspiracy theories that it fostered were off the wall.
Absolutely. They were extraordinary. What I'm talking about was, it was the destabilizing feeling of people trying to frantically, in a very kind of heated atmosphere, find out what's going on, and different countries having different rules and different attitudes. So it was very hard to actually figure out, was Australia doing it right? Was America doing it right? Was it Sweden? Was Ireland? Who was doing it right? So it became a very, news is depending on who is delivering it. So I'm not propagating theories here. I'm saying it was destabilizing for people who want a solid ground, that they just look to the governmental institutions, they look to public service broadcasting for definitive facts. And it feels like that solid ground has been destabilized. Hence, if you look at the stats there, 80% of people not really trusting the governmental institutions and authorities.
I found it amazing during the whole debate about the public services card, which I thought was blown out of all proportion, not least by journalists, I have to say. Like, people are quite happy for their phones to be tracked. Like, every movement they make are tracked by big business. Big business who don't really care, about Stella O'Malley or Shane Coleman. And yet, we felt the public services card, a lot of people felt, was like the government's way of tracking us, of kind of using information against us. I just don't understand where that comes from, I have to say.
Well, it's such a good point you make, and I can't help but think that the other side, the corporates that are tracking us, the Facebooks, the Metas and whatever, well, they are making money. So it's within their business model to make sure that their business model is more believable than the governmental one. So it makes sense. It feels very us and them. And I feel like social media as a kind of entity is winning, if you follow me, because
the
algorithms, it's shaped to each person's bias. So I was reading an article today and I thought to myself, oh my God, I've really gone down a rabbit hole. It's so easy to kind of keep on pressing and you end up really quite deep into places quite quickly, and every single algorithm is individualized. It's frightening how much we're being shaped, and we're ending up completely believing what we want to believe, which is the social media feed, rather than the kind of neutral news that has been given out by, like I say, public service or less interested media.
Right. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist, author of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.